Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
A year ago, when we were in Mexico, we had a couple that was with us who said they were getting rid of all, they're selling the house.
They've been on the trip several times. I don't know.
They were going to do the Charles Carroll thing, and they were going to live in their RV. And Tim and Linda are back.
This one's for you, baby.
Yeah. And we wondered, how do you get your mail?
I thought we'd never see you again. I thought.
Linda wanted to give me her cats.
Just be out just tearing it up around the North American and possibly South American continents.
Because we said you can't drive here.
Right.
Yeah. So, hold on.
Hello.
It's been a year in the RV now. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Linda and Tim.
Good morning.
Now they're from everywhere.
Yeah.
Postcard everywhere.
Currently Houston, Texas.
Okay, so when you meet people while you're rampaging around, and they say, well, where are you from? What do you tell them now?
Well, like she said, right now we're from Houston, Texas.
Okay.
We're from where the wind begins.
Okay.
So are you Texan fans now?
No.
Well, don't say it like that. the Astros
fans always.
But the Astros won the World Series. Are you Astros fans now?
No.
No. All right. But you say you're from Houston.
Matt, that was baseball. That doesn't count.
Okay.
All right. So now, where have you been? What has the rampage been like?
Well, our trip started. We headed from Peoria on June 21st. Went to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and met up with a group.
What was in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho that you just...
The group.
Just knew some people? The group.
The group. An RV park with a bunch of people.
RV people?
Yes.
Okay.
We went on an RV tour of Western Canada.
So like a whole convoy of RVs.
There were 24 RVs.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot of RVs.
It was.
Everyone have like their own RV handle? Do you have code names?
We were number four.
Breaker number four.
That's kind of boring.
That is pretty.
Do you guys communicate by ratchet jawing on the CB, or do you just text each other?
No, we had handheld radios, walkie talkie types that were just short distance, like a mile.
All right.
Wow. No CBs.
Okay, and so you'd go blown into some diner or something, 24 RVs, and the short order cook probably.
Mail, we're out of grits.
Right.
Yeah. We didn't travel like that.
Okay.
We had a wagon master who was the first to leave the park.
Did he have a bristly beard and a cowboy that was turned up in front?
Well, he did have a mustache and a little goatee.
Okay.
Did you have a chuck wagon RV that a guy named Cookie drove?
No.
Okay.
We never called him Cookie.
All right. Okay.
You should start.
So then we had a tail gunner that was the last one to leave the camp.
Okay, and he had to make sure no one was left behind, something like that.
Okay. So the wagon master would say...
What would happen if you were left behind? You're in a house. You're in a mobile. You're like a starve or...
No.
Okay, but you just wanted to stay together, so somebody had to make sure
but
that there was no...
You wanted to have a distance.
Okay, all right.
You didn't want to travel in a caravan because, there's that road rage...
Okay.
Thing out there.
Sure.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in my, Vega and try to pass
24 RVs.
24 RVs.
So we didn't go to restaurants all at the same time. The wagon master would leave at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and the tail gunner would leave at 9:30, and the rest of us would leave somewhere in between there.
Okay. Huh. With a vague idea of where you were going.
Right. We had a trip log, and it told us, like mile for mile. Where's a good cinnamon roll?
How did you decide to do all this? I mean, you said this is where the group was. How did you become a group? Just going to RV shows? Or?
When we listed our house on the market, we thought it would be on the market for months.
Yeah.
But we listed it on Monday, the 13th of March, and we accepted an offer the 17th of March.
Okay.
Nicely done.
So now it was real.
Okay.
Did you look at each other at one point and just be like,
we got a lot to do.
Yeah, right. Where'd the cats go?
So we went to Arizona.
We surrendered the cats.
I can understand. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. No judgment.
All right. So
judgment.
All right. So that tells me you sold your house fast, but that doesn't tell me how you got hooked up with all these other RVs.
Well, we were on our way to an RV rally in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
the first presentation.
It's like Burning Man. You guys are EDM music all night.
Yeah. And so the first presentation we saw was on RVing Alaska.
Okay.
And, you know, what it would be, what the experience would be like. And, of course, this was an RV
driving around
tour.
Winding roads and beautiful mountain scenery. And yes, RV Alaska. Yeah, okay.
Beautiful, so beautiful scenery.
All right.
We heard that, but not pristine RV parks.
All right.
Don't expect a high-end RV park in Alaska. No.
Okay.
But you fell for it and went up there.
We did. They had two spots left for a trip that left July 8th from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Okay. So you had from March to July to plan this first big trip.
Right.
Okay.
And our closing on our house was June 21st.
All right. Let's get down to the nuts and bolts of this RV. How often do you have to pump the crapper, Tim?
About once a week.
Once a week. So you're driving around with a tank full of turds.
It's their own turds. It's different when it's your turd.
They're not in an aquarium. They're down below.
Okay. So is there a hand at these RV parks you can hire to come over and hook the hoses up, or do you have to do that?
Well, probably, but it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. No. Yeah, until it's not on tight one time.
Well, it only came loose once.
Yeah. Okay, so you've had this happen.
As it happens, it was in Milwaukee at the State Fair Park.
Really? Really?
Oh, thank
and,
God.
You so, know, we were right next to the storm sewer, so we wiped it out.
So do you... Do you miss anything in particular, or is there something you kind of wish you had on the road that you didn't have, or?
Yeah, now that you have a little under your belt, right, what would you change?
What,
anything?
Would you do anything a little differently?
I probably would take inventory of what we put in storage.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I'm like, did we keep that? Or did we sell that?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Did we keep that or did we sell that?
Well, and it happened really fast, too. So
if you've kept something, where is it?
We have a 10 by 15 storage unit.
In Houston?
No, in Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
So that doesn't do you any good since you live in Houston now.
Well, we're only in Houston temporarily. Okay. Our address is Peoria,
Where's your
Illinois.
Mail go?
My daughter's house.
Your daughter's house. She swings
through. Is that in Houston?
No, that's in
What's
Peoria,
in Houston?
Illinois. Our RV. Our RV is
okay.
in Houston.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's where they because you flew from Houston to join us.
That's correct.
That's why they did that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You have another year under your belt now? Or are you going to go another year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
next year we're doing the eastern side of Canada, Nova Scotia, and Newfoundland.
Ooh, okay. All right. Very good.
And will you join us on another trip wherever we go?
Absolutely.
Yay.
Any you thought of getting like a floating house instead
house
of
boat?
Rolling around on the ground, like taking to the rivers and lakes?
No.
No. Okay. Boat.
All right.
No.
All right.
All right.
But you're happy with this choice so far.
It's been a fantastic journey.
Your RV life. Tim, you must be a good driver. Because if you're not, man, this could get old fast. Slow down, Tim!
Well, she never has to tell me to slow down when I'm pulling the RV.
Oh,